again. So wonderful to see them in the house of the Lord. And all of our guests that are with us today, we are honored that you have come. It is our desire that the Lord touch you and bless you and give you today everything that He desires for you to have. I promise you, the Lord has wonderful things in store for you. Tell your neighbor, the Lord has wonderful things in store for you. We're going to be sending out you'll get a text from Pastor, a phone tree, an email from Sister Kyle with our new prayer line number, Metro PC, and some others out there. We're not allowing the numbers to come through without them paying for them. So we have changed our prayer line phone. And the hours and everything stays the same. We'll be getting this information to you. I'm sure those on prayer during the week have already been given this number. But we're going to be sending it out to the entire church. We encourage you to join us with prayer from 6:30 in the morning till 7, 12 noon to 1, 9:30 in the evening until 10, 10:30. The Lord blesses us. The days and the times are all in the bulletin. And you can join in with many others seeking God, praying over our needs, over the church, over ministry, revival here in Palm Beach County. And then tonight at 6:30, woo, fired up, ready to go, Pastor Turner of the East Campus, him and his first lady. We'll be having church at 6:30 tonight at the Lake Worth Middle School, and we're starting a campus on that side. Lord will help us. Next year, we'll start a North Campus and a South Campus. Let's reach our county for Jesus Christ. Amen. People need to know that you can still receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They need to know that God does heal. He does deliver. He does provide. He is almighty. There is no limits to Him. Somebody shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Woo! My, we serve an incredible, great God. What a wonderful God we serve. I'm going to hold you just for a few minutes here today, but I know the Lord has something for you. I want you to gear up for this altar call. I've come to tell you here today that whatever you have come here without, God has come to provide you with. You need a healing, He's your healer. You need a financial blessing, He will bless and help and provide your every need. He will do it. He is that kind of God. He'll fill you with His Spirit, baptize you in His name, and wash away all of your sins, and you'll leave here a new creature in Christ. Amen. Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 9. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, Moses is laying down the law here to all of the tribes of Israel. The law from their almighty God, Jehovah, laying this law down. When you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean the vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard, thou shalt leave them, everybody say, for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. I want to talk to us for a few minutes here today. I want you to know in this place right here today that even though you have come with a need and you cannot see any way that this need in your life, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, financial, doesn't matter. Whatever the need is, you've come here today with a void in your heart. You've come with a desperation in your spirit. You've come to the house of God with a situation that has happened out of your control and you don't know what you're going to do with it. Maybe you've just come looking for this great God that you've heard about from somewhere. I'm here to tell you that before you ever showed up, God has already provided that answer in your life. Woo! Tell somebody, God has already provided. Will you help the preacher pray? Father, we need you today. I ask that you anoint my mind and use me. Lord, let me be an oracle of God. Let the name of Jesus be magnified in the house. Lord, you know every heart. You know every mind, every spirit. You know every person, every need, every trouble, every desperation that is in this building. God, you are their great and mighty provider. There is no situation here today that you have not already provided for it. And Father, I pray, let your Spirit fall upon this congregation. Let every one of our minds and hearts be touched by the word of God. And everybody say, in the name of Jesus. And like you really mean it, will you clap your hands to the Lord? May the Lord bless you. When you read these scripture here today, it actually seems kind of odd. Of course, you and I, we can look towards the end of the story and get a better understanding, a better picture of what's going on. But can you imagine Moses standing up there and talking to a congregation of people, farmers and tillers of the ground, and remember the curse from the days of Adam? Thou shalt till the ground with the sweat of your brow. You're going to reap your harvest out of the thickets and the thorns. And so we know that tilling the ground and planting and farming and raising your vineyards and raising all of the fruit and the vegetables that you need, that this was not something that was easy, especially if you take the time to look into the area that they were. God had them traveling through the wilderness, much of the places they would go. The ground was hard, and the plowing and the tilling was difficult, and then finally make their way here where sure they lived in houses they did not build, and the Bible says they ate of vineyards they did not plant. But every year they had to work this and be there for it and make sure it grew right. Can you imagine now here Moses stands before this crowd of children of God? And he says to them, now, when you go into your harvest, I'm here to tell you, do not reap the corners. Leave the corners when you're out there with your oxen and the tills behind you, and you're out there, you got your sickle and you're trying to reap, and you make your way to the corner of the field, and you know how hard it was to get the rocks out of that corner. You know how difficult it was to till up that ground and water it and keep it ready for to grow a crop out of it. But when you reach the corner, I want you to turn and I want you to leave the corner of the field. Leave the northeast, the northwest, the southeast, and the southwest. Do not reap any of the corners of your field. They must have been looking at him like he's lost his mind. Are you kidding me? We worked hard for that. We need to feed our families. We got to bring everything to the marketplace, and we've got to be able to sell it. Oh no, God said, I want you to leave the corners. And when you go into your grapes and you see all the ripe grapes that are there, but yet you can see the little green ones, the ones that haven't quite ripened up yet, he said, when you pick that harvest of grapes and you bring in your baskets full, and I've blessed you and I've overwhelmed you and I've taken care of you, don't you go back to that vineyard a couple of days later or a week later and reap those few grapes that were left behind. Don't you dare do that when you're making your way into the house, back to your home, and you're coming out of the field. One of your oxen stumble, the wheel breaks, something happens, and some wheat rolls off of the cart. Don't you bend down and pick up that wheat. You leave that wheat right where it is. My
That ought to be kind of confusing to them. We worked hard for that. We labored for that. He said, oh no, you leave that alone, because what you don't know is that coming down the road from a long ways off is a stranger you have never met, somebody you have never spoken to, and they've got a need, and I am the God that's going to provide it. Stay with the preacher here just a little bit today. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Yeah, I can imagine those that were already full, those that were so well taken care of, those that had the finest sickles in their barns and the best oxen tied up to the post and the finest carts over there, and God had provided for them and God had blessed them and God had taken care of them. I can imagine them coming out and looking out in that field and going, can you believe this? Can you believe how lazy that farmer is, that he would not glean the corner of his field? They would look over there. Now remember, they're full. They're taken care of. Everything's fine with them. Life is hunky-dory. Everything's great with them. They'll look out in a field like that and they'll say, what a waste. I can't believe they left that. Look at that big ball of wheat right there. Look at those grapes on that vine. How could they be so wasteful? However, the stranger and the widow and the hungry and the poor and the outcast, when they'd come by, when they'd make their way by, they weren't complaining, they weren't knocking it, they were thanking this God. They might not even know him, but I thank him, I love him, my God, have mercy. Let me just throw this little nugget in here right now. When you come to the house of God, don't just worship for yourself. When you've got all you can handle, just keep praising God. What are you doing? You're putting wheat in the corner. You're putting grapes on the vine so that the hungry can come by, so that the thirsty can come by, so that the outcast can come. What we do every day in this place, it's not just about us. It's about those that are going to come. It's about those that are in need. It's about those that hunger for God. Why don't we stand to our feet right now? Lift your hands in the air and worship your God for a moment. Come on. You're saying, but Pastor, we've already worshiped for an hour, I know. We harvest our field. Come on, worshiping for a moment. We harvest our field. So what are we doing? We're putting grapes on the vine. We're putting wheat in the corner of the field because of somebody here today. They're hungry. They're desperate. They don't know where to find the answer. They don't know where to turn. I want them to see the glory of God. I want them to see the provision of God. Worship him. Worship him. You can be seated. It's happened to me, and I know it'll happen to you. Huh? While you're praising God, while you're worshiping God, family members, loved ones, friends, what a waste. Why are you doing that? Why are you going to church on Super Bowl Sunday. Huh? Why? Why are you going to church during, what do they call that, basketball madness or something? March madness. You know, you ought to miss the whole month of March. Watch basketball. Come on, come join us. Come be with us. We're going to have some chips and dip, and we're going to have a good time and have a few beers, and they're going to be legalizing marijuana soon. We're going to smoke marijuana. It's going to be legal. My brother, not my brother, but this is somebody else talking about his brother. My brother's had 12 kilos illegal, but today it's legal. So come on over. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a blast. No, I'm going to the house of God. What are you talking about? What a waste. No, I'm going to the house of God. But you're already saved. I'm going to the house of God. But you've already got the blessings of God. I'm going to the house of God. But God's already answered your prayer. I'm going to the house of God. What are you doing? I'm going to put some weed in the corner. I'm going to put some grapes on the vine. Because I've lived long enough to know the day is going to come. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be in need. And I want to make sure I've got everything in place. I come to tell somebody, God's already provided your need. God's already taken care of you. Just a few more minutes of your time. Leviticus, drop all the way down to Leviticus chapter 23, verse number 22. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners. He says it again here, of thy fields when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Look at Deuteronomy 24 and 18. Why are we doing this, God? Why are we doing this? But thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore, I command thee to do this thing when thou cuttest down thy harvest in the field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field. Thou shalt not go again to fetch it, and it shall be for the stranger, it shall be for the fatherless, it shall be for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all thine hands. When thou beatest the olive tree, thou shalt not go over the brats again. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and for the widow. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it after it. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When thou remember, you are a bondman in Egypt. God help us in this Thanksgiving time to get this in our heads. Church is bigger than us. Church worship is bigger than me. Praise is bigger than me. Prayer is bigger than me. I wish I had some help in the house. Turn me up. They can't hear me. Oh, God, touch me. And he touches you. Touch my mind. He touches your mind. Touch my knees, they're feeble. He touches your knees. Provide, he provides. Do, he does. Okay, God, I'm done. Oh, no, you're not. God bless my brother. God touch my sister. God help the stranger. God bless the poor. Give me a group of youngins, about 6 years old and under. You're 6 years old and under. Raise your hand. Send those. Send those right there. They'll come. Come on, sweetie. 6 years. Yeah, Daniel, not mentally, bro. 6 years old. Come on, buddy. Here they come. Come right here. Come right here. All right. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Come on. Right over here, sweetie. This way. Come to the man with the money. Okay, give me a 12-year-old. Give me a 12-year-old. Are you 12? She ain't 12. 13-year-old. 14. How old are you, baby? How old are you? 13. Come here. Get right there. Go right over there. Right there. Come stand right here. They're all. Boy, you're late. Come stand right here. Now, they're all Philistines. They've just been in a war with the Kenites. Kenites killed all their parents for the fatherless. They don't know where to go, what to do. Big sister and big brother, mama was busy. Big sister, y'all hold hands. Oh, y'all hold hands. Hold hands, hold hands, hold hands. Come on in here, come on. Hold him. Now you get the hand of him. You get the hand of her. And here's big brother and big sister. Moms and dads are dead. Mom was stolen away. You know what for. Dads were killed. Little girls and boys. They're walking down. Follow me. Just real slow. They're walking down this old dusty road. You can hear one of them in the background say, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. You hear this cat back here with the hat say, I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
You hear the little man say, I sure could use a grape right now. I sure could use a grape right now. They're so dry. They can hardly talk. I could sure use a grape right now. I could sure use a grape right now.
I could sure use a grape right now.
You feel that? So they start walking down the road, hungry, thirsty. They make their way around the bend. This way, follow me, I'm the leader. The man with the bike. They make their way around the bend. Come on, kiss me, catch up, come on. Thirsty. Hungry, fatherless, no place to live, don't know where you're going to go, don't know what you're going to do. And they go, oh my God, look at the grapes on those vines. They begin to talk amongst one another, and they say amongst one another, oh, but we better not take them, that'd be stealing. But big brother learned how to read Hebrew, and he sees this sign. It says, free to all who desires. If you're hungry, come. If you're thirsty, come. Whosoever will, let them come. Pick of the grapes, pick of the heat. And so you run. And you start picking of the grapes. Go pick of the grapes. Got some water over there. Anybody got a cracker? Woo! What do you say? He said, leave it in the corners for the fatherless. Leave it in the corners for the widows. Leave it in the corners for the stranger who's hot, thirsty, hungry. Y'all can be seated. And all they're doing is walking by your way. You didn't go fetch them. You didn't go get them. They just happened to read the name. They were just driving by the building, and something said, why don't you go into that service? They just Googled it on the computer, and they found you, and they happened by your way. When they come, Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, we need wheat in the corners, grapes on the vine. Clap your hands, put it together for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, water break. Walking down that dusty road. Where are we going to get it? We tried to steal that plate of biscuits and collard greens, but that mean old Philistine woman come out her house with an axe, chasing us off, chasing us down the road. We tried to get a little water from the well over here, but the Kenites showed up, and the Kenites said no. Listen, I don't know how else to tell you this. You may be enjoying the pleasures of sin, but it's but for a season. The day is going to come in your life when the Kenites are going to say, that's the world. The Kenites are going to say, you can no longer drink from my well. There's going to come a day in your life when the Philistines, that's the world, when the Philistines are going to say, you can no longer glean from the corners of our field. There's going to come a time when Egypt is going to say, no, you can no longer enjoy the wine of our grapes anymore. And you're going to find yourself all alone somewhere, wondering where the answer is going to come from. I've come to tell you today, before you ever had a need, my God told this church, leave the weed in the corners, leave the grapes on the vine, so that when you walk through that door, you can feel the overflow of the power of God. You say, but Pastor, you don't understand my need. You don't understand my situation. I agree, but my God understood it. I don't have time to try to explain all of this, but I'm here to tell you that God woke somebody up this morning. Put a burden on your heart. Didn't even tell you what it was about. Just laid a burden on your heart. Woo! In the spirit, you begin to travail. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost in a language you don't understand. But God prays through you. You know what you were doing this morning? You were putting weed in the corner. You were putting grapes on the vine. I'm going to tell you why that happened. Because of you, young lady, you, young man, you, dad, you, mom, you got up today and you said to yourself, I cannot carry this one more day. I've got to have an answer. I'm starving spiritually and I cannot see any food. I don't have the ability to till the ground, nor the time to wait for the harvest. I don't have the money to go to the market and purchase the grapes or the wheat to make a meal. I don't know what I'm going to do. And God, before you ever showed up today, before you ever rolled out of bed, God woke up one of his precious saints, and he or her began to travail in the Holy Ghost, and wheat went in the corner, and grapes went on the vine. And now here you are, and I'm here to tell you, God has already provided your need. I'm going to close in a moment. Now, don't get me wrong. Israel didn't line up their field in their fields. Woo. One turkey sandwich too many, baby. Ah. That's all right. The turtle wins. Turtle wins. Where was I? Oh, yeah. They didn't line up in their fields and pick the grapes for you and have them sitting in a bucket for you to come by and kick your feet up. Lean back and say, can I have that grape? Can I have that grape over there? No, not that vine, the next vine. Two grapes to the, oh yeah, that grape, right there. That's a big one. Could you bring that grape to me? Yeah. No, they had to make their way into that field. Now watch me now. Woo! Now we're talking about an unattended field. The harvest has already been reaped. They just left the wheat in the corners. The grapes have already been plucked. They just didn't go back to re-glean the second load that came through. But they didn't go to the field at all. They just left it unattended so that it could rejuvenate itself for next tealing time. So what does that mean? That means thorns started growing up. I mean, thickets and weeds started, vines started making their way in there. All kinds of little critters, rats with their little noses and their tails were hiding up in the wheat. And yeah, wild animals, because human presence hadn't been out in the field for a few months now. Things weren't as groomed and clean as it was, but your answer is still in the field. The wheat is still in the corner, and the grapes, you can see them from the road, but who wants to walk through the stickers? I told this before, and I'm closing, but I visited my friend Darren a couple of weeks ago, sometime back for some reason. We went there, I don't remember why, but we was in Louisiana, and so we laughed about this little incident. My boy, my brother and I, you know that, we were raised very poor. We didn't have shoes. But Darren, my neighbor, he was rich, and at least that's what we thought. He actually had clothes, and so we assumed that meant wealth. You know, he had 5 pair of underwear. Dude, you got a pair of underwear for every day of the week? That'd be seven days in the week, actually. And so we come to this field. We're walking together. We come to this field, and Darren's the only one with shoes. So I was the brains of the bunch, and which meant I was the best liar, thief, these kinds of things. So I said, Darren, take your left shoe and give it to my brother Sam, and he'll put it on his left foot. You leave your right shoe on your right foot. Sam, get on this side of me. You get on this side. I'll wrap my arms around your shoulders. And then Sam will hop, and then you hop. And we'll just kind of do this across this field of stickers. This was working out great. I mean, I had to hold on, but we had a hop, and then a hop, and then a hop. We was about halfway. I could see the fence. And then my brother Sam hopped right on a hornet's nest. Well, they dropped me like a hot potato. And they did this. And I was standing there screaming and hollering till a couple of them got me right here. After that, I didn't feel no stickers. I didn't know there was old briars in the patch. I ran through them things. I went right past my brother and my friend Darren, and I cleared that fence. Anyway, I don't know why I told that story. It don't have nothing to do with what I'm preaching. Except that the day will come when the world will drop you like a hot potato. Just let a little trouble arise and see how quick your friends. Yeah, okay, all right. So, music, come on. I about ruined this message. So this is what I'm telling you. We're not here to mouth feed you. God isn't here to drop a grape in your mouth. But God is here to tell you that if you're willing to push through just a little pride, if you're willing to push, just give a little push from the inside of your heart, inside of your spirit, and just reach your hand up a little bit. While you were on your way to church, let's stand. While you were on your way to church saying, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to be answered. Anyone ever had that kind of a problem? Where you just couldn't see the answer? Just couldn't see the answer. How about a need for a $15 million building? You think pastor can see that answer? I can't see that answer. I go online, I check all of your bank accounts every week. For my guests, that's not true. I don't mean I don't check my guests. I mean for my guests, it's not true at all. I don't check any accounts. I don't know. Okay. Just. Whew. Can't see it. But I promise you, the day's going to come. I'm going to turn a corner. And somebody will have left some wheat in the corner and some grapes on the vine. Somebody. And God's going to answer. He said, for the widow, that's for the ones that to no fault of your own, you've been left alone. Circumstances out of your control have put you in a situation. You cannot work. You cannot solve your own problems. You are at the mercy of those around you. God said, you leave that wheat for the widows, for the fatherless. One day you'll be able to take care of yourself, but today, you just don't have the ability. God said, take care of those that can't take care of themselves until I put them in the position where they can. For the stranger, he might be on a sojourn with a $15,000 in his back pocket. He's just a stranger. He might not even really have any needs. He's just thirsty. He's just a little hungry, and it's still 5 miles till he gets in town. God said, I want you to bless the stranger too. You don't even know if they have a need. You don't know anything about them. Nothing apparent about them tells you there's a need. I want you to bless them too. Don't be a respecter of persons. I am telling you, I felt it from the beginning of the service. I felt the weed in the corners. I could sense the grapes on the vine. God, you have provided for someone, and they don't even know it yet. You've already got their answer, but they just haven't reached it yet. Woo! Some of you precious saints of God, you've been praying, seeking, looking. You don't know where it's going to come from. Just keep walking. Because God has already provided that answer. You just got to keep walking till you make that certain bend in the trail. There it is. The Lord has already provided for you. You're here today, every eye closed, every mind on the Lord. You're here today. You've come with a need. I know you have. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Oh, everybody thinking on God right now. You might be a saint of the Lord, full of the Holy Ghost, baptized in His mighty name. But there's a situation you cannot see the answer to it. I invite you to come to this altar, because I'm here to tell you God has already put the wheat in the corner, and He has already put the grapes on the vine. You're here today and life has dealt you a blow. Listen to me. Life has dealt you a blow. It's beyond anything you could have prevented, beyond anything that you could have stopped, anything that you could have done to make it better. It just happened. And it's left the hole in your heart, or it has left you distressed or worried, complexed. You don't know. You're perplexed in your mind. You don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to get out, where you're going to go. I'm here to tell you that while you were on your way to church today, God put wheat in the corner. He put grapes on the vine. And if you'll step out from where you are and make your way down to this altar, you will see it in the field. And God will provide today. He will touch you. He will bless you. He will help you. He is your provider. He has already provided. Are you willing to step around a few thickets? Are you willing to pull back just a few vines in order to get to them grapes? Are you willing to shoo off a few things in order to grab a few sheaves of wheat that you can go and prepare yourself a meal and eat before God? I wonder today, are you here? Are you willing to push through just a little bit? Are you willing to reach out just a little bit? Are you willing to go through that field no matter what it takes? Because God has provided. He knew you would come. He knew the stranger was on their way. He knew the fatherless was walking down that road. He knew the widower. He knows you. He knows you. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you've gone through. He knows what you're walking through. He knows the burden on your shoulder. He knows the weight in your spirit. He knows the difficulties in your life. He knows the struggles that every day you get up. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Every day. He knows the struggles in your life. The Holy Ghost has come to tell you there's wheat in the corner. There's grapes on the vine. I can feel some of you pushing through right now. Some of you stepped into the field. It's not easy. but I'm going to make my way through. Because the wheat's in the corner, the grapes are on the vine. God provided before I ever showed up. He sent a move of God in this place for you. He's here to visit you. He's here to touch you. He's here to minister to you. Let's reach out to Him, church. That's it. Let's reach out to Him. Come on, that's it. I feel it. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody.
The valley, hide me from the rain.
You're going to reach it. You're going to reach
my
it. You're going to do it.
Is awesome.
Push through.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Push through.
Strength where I've been weak.
The wheat is there. Whatever the grapes are there. Receive from the Lord. He's here to bless you. He's here to bless you. He's here to bless you.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
My God is awesome.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
My God is awesome.
Awesome.
church. Just reach out for him right here.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. God is present. God is present.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
He's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Come on. Baptized in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you today that it is available for you.
We have ministers ready. We have brothers ready to take you down in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, right to my left, to your right, if you want to be baptized, just raise your hand. Right now, we'll get the honor of baptizing you. If you're not sure, maybe you're saying, Brother Power, I was baptized before, but I'm not sure in which the method and how I was baptized. We will gladly baptize you today in the name of Jesus. You can mark it down in your calendar. You go down and your life will never be the same. It makes no difference what your past may be. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I'm telling you, he will wash away every sin. He will wash away your past, every pain, every hurt, everything you have been through. He will erase it today in the name of Jesus. Yes, say.
Our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
From heaven above.
Courtroom. Yes, he was.